good afternoon. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I'm struggling today, but good evening, I guess. I'll go with that. Late evening for me on audio. Boom. Audio mode 8. And today I do have a topic, and I promise that I will have less noise. I tried recording this already and it sounded terrible. So, essentially, I wanted to... Sorry, I'm moving around a little because I'm uncomfortable. My arm is being weird. Anyway. So, I wanted to talk about my experience today with hiking. I haven't been hiking in a really long time. I can't really remember the last time I was hiking. But I had a great experience overall. The only two things that really bothered me was the ridiculous heat as you climb up. And you're walking up there. Or hiking up there, sorry, is what I want to say. I'm sorry, my mind is all over the place today. As it has been for a while. I'm just adjusting to things. The other thing that annoyed me was that my cane got stuck in stuff, like little cracks and things. And that's partially because I think I got the wrong tip for a hike. But I work with it. It really bothered me for some reason. I just think it was just annoying, but either way. I think it was really great when we got to the top because during portions of the journey, we got to, enjoy trees and breezes, and it was just really nice when we got to the top. I took lots and lots and lots of pictures and video. I have video content. I was actually going to upload a picture, with this boom, but I cannot recall which picture I wanted to upload right now, and I didn't want to upload the wrong one. And I mean, I know I have several of them and I could just easily upload another one, but I think I will just wait for the next time we go hiking, because I want to get a different viewpoint. Because it's the afternoon and I want to see how it looks in the morning. And that's what we're planning on doing. The other thing that I found with this experience is that I found myself to be more so in the moment than normal. I mean, I try to always be in the present moment, and I'm sorry, I'm really thirsty. Be and be present and be aware and things like that. But sometimes it doesn't always work. Life isn't always the way you think. So I found that I was more in the moment with this, and also I was more interactive with the people around me because I wasn't so focused on a notification beeping at me every 5 minutes or less. And I feel like it's so important to have that in today's crazy, fast-paced sort of instant information sort of thing, like where you get in, you know, information like at your fingertips kind of thing. And I think it's just nice to have a different experience and a new experience and to be adventure and to be have like a kind of adventure or a kind of moments or time away from the technology of the world. Not to say that it isn't, you know, worth it or usable or that you can't use it. It's just that I think it's better when you're doing this. Like, I'm not thinking about talking to somebody while I'm hiking. Like, I'm thinking about maybe recording a video and eventually posting it or not, or keeping it for myself, or, you know, not, like, sharing the pictures at all. But I also think that It's just nice to know that you have a connection with things. And I feel like I really needed this experience today, because I feel like it really reaffirmed my connection to everything around me, like the natural world. And I really could just feel everything around me, and I really just focused on that, and I wasn't focusing on anything else. It's like all my worries really evaporated, and I was just thinking about that, you know, throughout the day after the hike. And this is over a span of a couple of hours, mind you. But somebody was coming in. Anyhow, I lost my train of thought now. Okay, but I just really enjoyed the experience, and I could, you know, look around and see things and see, you know, the sun's reflection off of things, if you will. Like, I could see the ground beneath me, and I could feel the heat and the breeze. I can hear all the birds, and I heard a hawk even. And it was just a really crazy experience, because at first when I heard the hawk, I thought, wait, am I imagining it? And I had to confirm that it was a hawk, and they were flying. When I heard helicopters and lots of birds and just birds chirping all over the place, and I had pictures of them, and it was just a wonderful thing to do. The only thing I used my phone for was time and taking pictures and videos, and it was just great. And it's like reconnecting with everything that is around us and that we're all connected to, whether we realize it or not. And it's an experience that I definitely look forward to again. I just think it'll be better off in the morning, so it won't be as hot. And to bring plenty of water. And I actually want to get one of those things that keeps the water cool while you hike. I forget what they're called. But anybody who hikes may know what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's a bottle or a cup. I forget. Both, maybe. But I just think that it's an experience that someone should have at least once. And I saw lots of kids and people bicycling, and I just think it's a great thing to experience, for whether you are a child or whether you are an adult or whatever age you are. And it's an experience I'll never forget. Also, I saw, along with kids and stuff, I saw some dogs, and it was just nice, but felt a little bit for the dogs because, you know, it's so warm. But it's an experience I can't wait to have happen again, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I just thought I would share it with you guys. So I'm going to go for today, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Many blessings, everyone. Hope you guys have a great day or whatever time it is you are listening to this. Talk soon.